Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in Texas, and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. So, before we begin, are you in a safe place right now where you can talk safely?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So, I'm just waiting for the question to load. All right, perfect. So, are you registered to vote in this address?
I'm sorry?
Are you registered to vote in this address?
Oh, yes.
All right, thank you. So, are you or is anyone in your household employed by, like, a newspaper, television, radio station, political parties, or candidates for political office?
No.
No? All right, thank you. So, would you mind sharing what year you were born in?
Oh, wow. Yeah. I don't know what's in the books anymore. 1943.
1943. All right, thank you. All right, so what would you say is your main racial or ethnic heritage?
I hate to answer that question. I don't know whether you ask that with everybody.
Well, we do ask this for everybody because it's like kind of a demographic question to get to know who we're talking to. But if you don't want to share, there's no problem.
No, I'm Hispanic. Do you ask that of the Germans and the Jewish and everybody else? That's the thing, you know, that's what gets me. Just seems to be always... anyway, go ahead and go on.
Right.
That's my problem, not yours.
Okay, no worries, but thank you for your honesty. So, I'm sorry, did you say Hispanic, or would you rather not share it?
I'd rather not. That's the question, yeah. That's the one.
Okay.
Okay,
all right.
It's not anything
no, right.
bad, it's just, that it's not, to me, it doesn't seem to be fair because it's just Hispanics and blacks probably, and I, you know, they should ask it to the Germans and the French and all of that. So anyway,
all right,
that
thank you. All right, no worries, thank you. So what is the last grade of school you have completed?
High school and then a year and a half of college.
All right, thank you. So, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
It's okay. It's not the best, but it's okay.
All right. So, would you say you, like, somewhat approve then?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So, if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you think you would vote for? For the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Democrat.
Definitely or probably?
Probably.
Probably, all right. So now I would like to read you a few like lists of names and different people active in politics. And for each one, if you could please tell me whether you either have a favorable opinion about these people, an unfavorable opinion, no opinion, or if you've never heard of them. So the first person is Myra Flores.
No opinion.
No opinion? All right. What about Vicente Gonzalez?
That's one that I'm for, so yes, whatever that top one is.
All right. So the positive ones are either very favorable or somewhat favorable.
Very
so which
favorable.
One? Very? All right. What about Donald Trump?
Definitely not.
Very unfavorable?
Very.
All right. What about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden's not running, so it doesn't make any difference. Favorable? Not very, just favorable.
Somewhat?
Somewhat, yes.
All right, thank you. What about Kamala Harris?
That one is also somewhat.
Also somewhat favorable?
Favorable.
All right, thank you. So, thinking ahead to the November elections, on a scale of 0 to 10, how motivated are you or interested in these elections are? 0 meaning you're not at all interested, and 10 means you're extremely interested in voting.
Which one was it? 10 was that? I'm sorry, my hearing is bad and I'm 80 years old, so bear with me. But
oh, for sure, no worries.
Not the first one, the second one. What was that one?
The second one is a 10, meaning you are extremely interested in these elections.
Yes, that one, extremely. 10,
all right.
Okay. I couldn't make out the word. It was 10 that you were saying. I'm sorry.
Yeah, 10. All right. No worries. Actually, thank you for asking these questions. I'm so glad you're, like, interested in this. So if the elections for president were held today, for who would you be voting for?
Harris.
Harris. All right. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were being held today, for who would you vote for between Colin Allred and Ted Cruz?
Allred.
Allred. All right. So if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, do you think you'd be voting for Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat, or Myra Flores, the Republican?
Oh, that's what she's running against. No, not the Democrat.
The Democrat, Vicente Gonzalez?
Yes.
All right. And would you say you're going to definitely vote for Gonzalez, probably, or are you leaning towards voting for him?
Probably.
Probably, all right.
I don't know too much about Florida, so I need to check her out first.
All right, thank you. So in politics today, do you consider yourself to be Democrat, a Republican, or something else, like independent per se?
Per se independent. I don't choose the party. I choose the person.
All right, thank you. So do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Moderate.
Moderate, all right. So how would you describe your economic circumstances? Would you say you're like well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
Middle class, all right. So regardless of how you feel now, back in the 2020 presidential elections, for who did you vote for?
That was the one between Biden and...
Yes.
Who was his running mate?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I know I voted. I think I voted for Trump.
All right. Thank you. Well, then this will conclude our survey. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You as well. Be safe. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. You too.